the still Spirit of God is that inner spirit that must be a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor. That I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all of my fears. Well, God's speaking it, and I know what's right. I'm going to lose it in a few minutes, but I know what He's saying is very... It has to be the greatest honor that I could ever thought of, and I say this with great humility, to be able to hear what I hear from heaven. And you have a radio that you can't really get it tuned in. There's none of that. It's all real clear. Just real clear. And His love and His blessings. And the Lord showed me this. So we look not at the world. We look not at the world. We look for the coming of the Lord. They think that everything is right. There's people who think that. But that's why we need the mind is turned to Jesus through the Holy Spirit. Our minds are turned. These are words that God has shared with me. We have that precious love that's so wonderful. You know, there's power through the Word. And I believe every denomination believes it. That there's also power through the Spirit. But when you put them together, you get supernatural power. There's power, but when you put them together, it becomes a supernatural power. It becomes a beyond the forces. See, there's forces in this land that God made as laws of gravity, that you put weights of another weight against another weight, and you put them in a fulcrum point, the heavy weight will uplift the other weight. There's a lot of laws that God has given us about every pound of compression you squeeze together produces 2 degrees Fahrenheit. You can build an engine on these things. These are laws, fundamentals that God has given us, and they work. Everything that God gives is by His direction, His outpouring. That God was telling me that He knew more about a caterpillar than I did. And it was hard for me to believe it for a while, but I found out He knew a lot more about him than I did. He knew greater. You know, I thought, Lord, you don't even think. Yes, He says, I know all about those things. And I said, I didn't even know. He says, no. He says, I made the first one. He said, a lot of them in your arm. And I didn't realize that. They say that they can take pictures inside of our veins, and they multiply it out. It's like little dozers working, shovels. And all things in your body. God is beyond our imagination. He gives us that when they take your DNA, all these things, that there's not anyone like you. God did these wonderful things. God is ever present help. He is wonderful. He is glorious. And we put Him aside as an old nobody. He should be the center of our life. That we wouldn't go anywhere until we ask Him, can I go? We shouldn't even go to town. We ask Him, Lord, you want me to go? Because we might go and not be in the will of God and something might happen to us. And these kind of things are going to come very shortly. And those that are led by the Spirit are going to be the chosen one from heaven. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, showing forth the praises of Him who has called us unto glory in His likeness. That we put on His glory, that we might be the praise, that we might put on that wonderful praise from heaven, that we would lift up our hands without any hesitation. We would be there because I love You, Lord. And we would not do it as a show, we would do it because we love Him. That everything that we do would not be to outdo our brother, our sister, but it would be as unto Him. And I don't know how to say this, but I don't believe that these people that get up and say do this or that, I'm not one to follow what they're doing. Because I think many times it's only flesh. And flesh, I've seen it in football games. I've seen it in places of the world. Boy, people just jump up and just get very charismatic. But that's not the Spirit. And we can get very charismatic it's not the Spirit. The Spirit needs to make us charismatic. The Spirit is the reason how we handle ourselves. It's the Spirit that makes us joyful. It's the Spirit that gives us that ability to trust in the living God. It's the Spirit of God that gives us that anointing that we know what to say. The Spirit of God is going to come to pass. It comes to pass. We know that where His presence is, there is liberty. It's the Spirit of God. And that should be with us, mandatory at all times. He is the reason. He is the way maker. He is the King of kings. He's the Lord of glory. And we rest in Him. In Hebrews it says that Israel could not come into the rest of the Lord. They could not because Israel was fallen there. They wanted to go back in their own way. They wished, and God seen their heart. The trouble was in the heart. It wasn't a physical But God seen their heart. They was wishing to be back. And well, you want to get out of trouble with God. You just say, I'm tired of where I'm at. God says, be content every state you're in. That's another thing. We need to watch the Word and reply on the Word. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you say, I didn't mean that. Yes, you did. It's just that you want to cover up and say that. You know, because if where we are, most people say what they're thinking. This is the truth. You might say the devil helped you, amen, because we got a little devil in you. We're criticized many times because of the way we say things. But that's why we all need to wait upon God. I'm learning that very much. I want to say studiously, but I'm learning it as a child of God that I don't have the same vocabulary that some people have. But God still loves me at whatever level that I'm in. You know, it's been so long that people says, boy, I see the potential of this one, that this potential, this one is going to be a wonderful. I remember in church I was at, this young fellow, he was going to be, and pretty soon he ended up in a terrible place. But we don't know the hand of the Lord. And our callings doesn't come by man. Our callings are ordained by God. And I believe it has always been and always will be. God moves through His mighty hand. Even though we don't see God, we don't see His physicalness here, but He's here. He's here in a very powerful way. He's here, knows all that's going on here. He knows our blood pressure. He knows how we're reacting, how we search for Him. And we cannot hide anything in our being from Him. He is always absolute. He's always perfect. He wants us to come as a vessel of praise, a vessel honoring the King of Kings, honoring the presence of God, feeling that you want to invite Him into your presence. You'd never be ashamed. You know, there's a time when sometimes in some of our churches where you was almost ashamed as someone came in, but it wasn't for God. It's because the way people were handling themselves. And God wants us to act properly. We can have the Spirit of God on us. We don't have to be like crazy people. But God wants us to move out. Now, if God tells us to do it, yes, do it. But make sure it's done by God, not by your own flesh. This is why we've had problems in the Spirit-filled churches, because people did not realize that people. That's why we need the gift of discernment, discerning the spirits. It discerns when someone is doing it in the flesh, and it should have been stopped at that moment, not let to be go on to ruin the church, to ruin the guidelines that God. We say, well, there's a problem. Well, just get rid of the problem. God will enable you to come against the problems. And we must realize there's certain people that come in your midst that's trouble. And so you got to tell them you're not welcome here, because you'll move. We cannot move in the Lord by you being here. We've had that happen. People will not accept these things. But the enemy comes to destroy it. But we have to be bold enough within ourselves. We're not going to allow it. Be strong in the Lord, and we're able to be more than conquerors through Him, that we don't permit it. And that's the wonderful thing about having in your home. You don't have to let these people come to take charge, to take over. You have the choice. We have a choice to serve God. And we don't want anyone that come contrary to God to come in our midst. And I don't want any fellowship with them anytime. The Bible says that we have no fellowship with darkness. And we're not chopping their head off or nothing, but we don't want fellowship. That means buddy-buddy stuff. I can be nice to them, but I don't have to take what they have and accept it. If they don't want what I've got, then I don't have to take what they've got. God's very straight about that. He wants us to be full of His presence. He wants to be overcomers in our mannerism, that we should be pleasant, we should be likefulness, and we should be always observing our brother. The Bible says, if a brother be overtaken with a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Consider thyself, lest also thou shalt fall. Bear ye one another's burden, so fulfill the law of Christ. So that's a commandment, that we're not to hurt no being. The Bible says, if we cause one to stumble, it'd be better that a millstone be put upon our neck and cast in the deepest sea. There's great penalties for those that cause disturbances against God's people. We know that, and we want to abstain from all those things that bring heartaches to our lives and against the Spirit of God, so that we walk in harmony with the Spirit from heaven. We walk in perfect harmony with the Lord God. He's chosen us that we might walk above reproach. We might walk in the correction of holiness. We would walk in the obedience of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And where His Spirit is, there is liberty. But we got to make a place for God to be here. And that's why the church over there would never got to where it is, because we needed to come here. God says, come here and be separate, and things will happen. Because there, these people could get out of however they wanted, and you had no control. Because they're in a legal place. But God wants a people. And whether they like it or not, God is, He needs to be exalted above everything. A vessel of honor. And that right itself is a very precious place that we will all become vessels of honor. A vessel of honor is some that you can trust, that you can believe at this one, that you could take a certain problem to them, and they're not going to give it to the world. They're going to work with you, and they're not going to put you down because you've confessed something. A vessel of honor is an honorable fund for God. And God, when I first come to the Lord, I'd only been out when I started moving through the Spirit. That was one of the things that God told me. He says, when I tell you something, never, never reveal it. So if someone comes and is honorable and honors you as that person, be very careful. Only encourage them, only lift them up, and be sure the Spirit of God is helping you. But you can always tell them one thing. God will work it out. If you don't know how, say, you know, I'm with you and I'll be praying with you. But always be sympathetic. That word sympathetic is so needful. That we sympathize with our brother, our sister, when we really don't know what the will of God is. Because God knows us as a very special machine. He sees us as a spokesman, a spokeswoman, or whatever. God has a special calling for each one of us. And no one can take that same calling. It's for you. It's designed for you. Our originalities, we came from my mother and my dad. My dad was a Englishman and a German, 50-50. My mother was half German and half Irish. I have half German, basically, a quarter Irish, and a quarter English. But that's part of my bloodline, and I really believe it is something, because the Bible says the third and fourth and fifth generation. And many times there's like curses that's been on our families, we never knew about it. And so that's why when we get with God, we have to say, Lord, shield me from any transfer in the back line. Because Satan knows us from the time that we was born. He knows who our fathers were, our mothers, and he knows our traits. He knows all. And so God has given us an input of heaven. And God will supply you with endless blessings. Supply you with many manifold blessings beyond your understanding. But we sometimes have to just go in that I can see traits that my dad had that I have a tendency, it's just born in me, to have that trait. And those areas I must work out with fear and tremblingness. And many of those things you can't even discuss because but that's what we are. But God will work within us. And those are just little areas. But that's why we need to have fellowship one to another and be caring, because each one of us comes from the same realm. We come from someone, and we come as a child, and we come in this world, and we didn't know Jesus when we come here, even when we might have lived in a Christian home. But we grow in Him. We grow toward Him. We grow in sympathy with Him. We grow in His glorious glory. We grow through answers of prayer. We grow in what He has. We grow toward His calling. And that calling can be limited. It can be very wonderful. And it always is. But we got to realize that the calling we think we might have is not what God that we need. Follow me? See, I thought that I would never be able to do any speaking at all. And God says, you'll speak because I'll speak through you. And I really don't know whether God's even told me anybody else, but He has told me that. And I know that I cannot speak only when He speaks through me. So that gives me something to work for, that I know that what I am is of Him. It gives me that added dimension of having His approval. And that's what we all are really looking for. Having the approval of our Spirit of God. Having the approval not of a Sunday school teacher or a pastor, but having the eternal privilege from heaven that He approves of what you're doing. That the Bible says your steps are ordered by the Lord. And your boundaries, God puts you in certain boundaries. He puts you living in California. He put us all here in county. These are boundaries and places. So far there's bad spirits and there's angel spirits. And so when there's troubles, there's generally a lot of bad angels that show up. And I'm not so sure the angel I seen wasn't a bad one. I really am. Because God's been showing me a lot about. But they come as instruments of darkness. And Lucifer is not everywhere present. So he's limited in his ability to doing what God does. So that gives us a great benefit. He sends out his henchmen out to disturb us. But the remember that God has two-thirds the angels. Plus, God's more powerful than he is. But just that itself is a great wealth of blessing upon the believer. And the Lord says, greater is he that's within us, he is within the world. So if we come out to a firefight, that's what you say if he's in the middle of prayer. A firefight is when you come out with weapons of destruction and you're aiming them at someone, and whoever wins that firefight stays alive, basically. And who doesn't win it is gone eternally. And that's the same way spiritually. We lose firefights without the Spirit of God. We cannot come up to His mastery, His blessing, because I met Him when I was sick. He knew all about me, and He was a very terrible one. And I didn't want any part of Him, and that's when that same time is when I seen these, they were pastors, and says we can just laugh at Him. And boy, about that time, this wind come upon them, and it just mowed them down. The presence of God. And God says, my Spirit is your power. My Spirit, I will be with you, my son. Be not afraid. Many have talked against you, but my call is upon thee, and I shall bring thee out at that last hour, and I shall encourage thee. Be not afraid, for I shall go with thee. Thou shalt meet many problems, but thou shalt speak my word. Thou shalt encourage many. And I remember those words that God has wants to bless us. He's a supernatural God. And I don't know why He chose to use me, because I was a bad one. I was no good. And God is good. I might not have been like some, but I felt myself there was nothing but filthy rags in my life. I was a dirty old mechanic. I was a dirty old cat skitter. And I was a dirty nobody. And God made me somebody. He cleaned me up. And the most important part, He cleaned me up. And when He cleans you up, you will feel a vessel of praise. You will feel that luster. It's taking a good clean bath. And He puts that John 3:16 on you. For God so loved the world, He washes us and bathes us in His presence. We'll no longer get out in the pig pen. That we will come out and know how to put, you know, the pigs, you had to put a red ribbon on their, and take them to a fair, and then you take them to a fair, they generally find a mud puddle, and they get down that mud puddle because it's their nature. God wants to take away our human nature that we've come up moving through our forefathers. My dad's nature, I see, is within me, my mother's nature, and God wants to change that nature into having a heavenly nature. Just because my father had certain tendency of doing certain things, I don't wish for them. I want, and I know that I cannot be changed of those because they're through my genes, I guess that's what they call it, but in through the makeup of my mother and my father, I have certain characteristics, and I see them in my brothers and my sisters, and those remain in our family, but I want, and I cannot be changed only by the alternation of the Spirit of God. He comes to change me, what I am, into His presence. He takes away where I came from, and gives me a new heart, a new talk, a new vision from heaven. Without a vision, my people perish. We need a vision from heaven. We need that heavenly sunshine that comes in our life, that baptizes, floods us with His presence. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. That is a manifestation of the glory of God. We need to invent ourselves into His presence, and we need to take hope in the love of God. We need that hope that never fails. We come in this world, we have no hope. We take faith into God, and pretty soon God takes away the hidden things of darkness. He starts creating a new heart within us. He takes away, floods His joy, and He immerses us day by day till we start growing as a tender plant. We grow to our Lord, and many times we don't have good soil. We don't have good soil, and God even transfers soil underneath us. He helps us that we might become as a rose of Sharon, that we might be victorious in Lord Jesus Christ. We might have that praise of glory that would be suited up in His righteousness, that we might walk worthy unto the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of God, and strengthen all might according to His glorious power, and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of life, who has delivered us from the powers of darkness, and has translated us translated. There we go again from our old man, where we come from. Translated the kingdom of His dear Son, who we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sin. God has taken us from glory into glory. God is remaking us in the image and likeness of His Heavenly Father. Oh, having His, the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is nothing like what I feel right now. There is nothing like the touch from heaven. There is nothing like the manifestation of God's Spirit. There is nothing like the handiwork from God, that you will know things that no other one can know. He is able to defend you. He's able to correct you. He's able to support you, because no, God don't want you to no longer be the heel. He wants you to be the head. He wants you to rise and shine the glory of God. You lift your eyes to the hills. Your head will no longer hang low. You will no longer see the curse of this world, but you'll see heavenly things. You'll see heavenly blessings. You'll see things above, and you'll start praying for things above. You'll start seeing Jesus coming down through the clouds of glory, and you know that this is no world. It's no longer your world, your home. You're headed for heaven. You're going to a place where there's going to be splendor. There's going to be glory, glories above. There's going to be jewels of wealth unspeakable. There's going to be diamonds. There's going to be pure gold that you can see through it, transparent gold. There's going to be blessings beyond blessings. There's going to be a heating and refrigeration like you've never seen before. You'll not be hot. You'll not be cold. And you'll have that freedom that lasts you forever. And there will be no recourse to the enemy to come to steal your joy. There will be no one that can slander you no longer. There will be no one that can come against you, because God will answer your prayer, and God will serve you, and God will bless you. He says, they that overcome shall inherit all things. In the 21st chapter of Revelation, it says that he will, the 7th verse, it says that he that overcome shall inherit all things. And God has said, my church, overcome, and I will bless you. Come to me, all you are heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. I take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest to your soul, casting all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Be careful, because the enemy goes around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Whom is this? Steadfast in the faith. We're to resist steadfast in the faith, the Spirit of God, that God might give us the eternal blessing. He loves us so much. He cares for us. I didn't know I could talk this much, God. Lord, I thank you. You're just showing me I feel an artesian well today, and there's nothing that compares with God. You know, I've walked alone a lot of years. When I was in school, kids teased me, made fun of me. The army, they made fun of me, but boy, God would have come down there. My battalion I was in, Lord did it. I came in second, that whole, 1,800 men in physical fitness. Nobody, just that, didn't entangle with me no more. I mean, they didn't say a bunch of wrong things. God has a way of defending us if you'll stay true. And you know, the Lord started showing me those old awful cigarettes they was taking that made them windless. They didn't have no wind, and God was filling me His love, and I love the Lord then so much too. And I said, Lord, thank you. This carried my New Testament right here in my shirt. And I said, well, you got that old book with you? And I said, yes, sir, I sure have. And you know, I didn't know this, but all the time I went until I'm going to get discharged, God will meet your need. And I was in Fort Hood, Texas, and they went in the orderly room, and the company commander says, you know what? I want to talk to you. I said, yes, sir. I knew I had a few days left, but I was going to. He says, I would wish you'd re-enlist. And I said, well, I don't know about that. I said, I just got married. And he said, I know it. He says, I want to tell you something. I give God the credit what I'm going to tell you. He said, in all my years, I've never seen anybody with the record that you got. I said, that's the Lord. He said, well, it can't be. It's something wonderful. He says, you've got an excellent rating. I didn't even know this. Excellent, that goes good, excellent. Anyway, the highest rating is excellent. And he says, you've got 36 months excellent, even in basic training. He says, I've never seen this. He said, if you want to re-up, he says, we'll make you right now a warrant officer. And I said, I don't know about that. But God told me to go into the military. That's the first thing that I really ever knew, and I did it, because the Lord told me that I wasn't in condition to be a pastor. He said, being a pastor, you got to be of right stuff. And so I started new on that. I said, Lord, I said, I don't think I got that right stuff. Lord says, just wait upon me. And so I started seeing that God can help you in the worst conditions. When I thought I was going to die in Korea, I said, Lord, I said, I'm ready to go home. And life seems so short, but you know, God, I'm still here. But God is with you, and God will bless you. And man would come to me and say, what you got? Hey, what you got? Says, we don't see this no place. And I thought, And I really didn't know what they're seeing about it, but I see now it was the love of God that I had. Every night I went and read my Bible. It wasn't a Bible, it was a New Testament. But I stayed in that, and I wore that, I took that New Testament every place I got, and every place I said, "You're a Christian, aren't you?" And I said, "Why is that?" He says, "Well, look at that. It's not cigarettes in your pocket." I said, "Yeah, that's a New Testament." I said, that's part of me. And no one ever challenged me no more. It was like I went through it for a while, but I seen that God would be with us. And you know, it's hard to take rebuke sometimes. It's hard to be, some people can't take it. It's hard to be humiliated. It's hard to be put down. It's hard. These are things, it's hard to do these things. But that's what we got to learn to do. Take the challenges with love. It's hard. But God didn't make it easy. He made it. He will go with us. If we have those kind of troubles, we need to face them early in life. And my later life has never bothered me. And when someone comes to see you, you know, I says, "Yes, son, I admit it. I'm a foolish Christian," if you want to, you know, whatever they said. I never backed down. But God makes a way in the storm. He makes a way when everything seems black. And that's when I go to hospitals. I've been fortunate to go to a lot of hospitals and pray for people. But God, I don't think, has ever let me down. I only go when the Lord tells me to go. But I went to Chico. And one time I went, and this young boy had hit a telephone pole in Willows. His dad told him that Kendall was dying. He asked me if I'd go. I was in Sunday school. And he asked me if I'd come down to Chico Inlo Hospital and believe with him for his son's life. And so Kendall never got out of it. He went, I think it was 20 hours in the operating room, something, a long, long time. And they couldn't close him up. And the Spirit of God says, "I want you to get up. I want you to walk that old block around Inlo 7 times. When you get back, he'll be closed up." So I got up in faith, walked. They says, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to walk around the block 7 times." I got back in. They says, "Boy, God did a miracle. Close him up." And, you know, I started seeing that God would, I say God because I'd say it not reverently, but my God is wonderful. Jesus let this happen. And every one time, and when I seen, I was on a phone one night going to go to church. And at the time I was going to leave for church, Rob called me. He says, 528, we got up there it was on the east side of Mount Shasta. They call that Little Siberia because real cold up there. And I'd been up there, and he says, "You know, that 528 had a problem." And I says, "What's that?" He says, "Well, it's missing on one cylinder." So he says, "I know it's a problem." And he no more got off the phone, and the Spirit of God says, "It's number 4 cylinder. And what's wrong is they lined all the rings up on the, and it's losing compression. What's wrong with it?" So I went to Ron. I said, "You know," I said, we brought it in. I said, "The Lord told me that." And I said, "I want you to be there as a witness. Let's see what happens. I want to see if my God is really telling me correctly." Sure enough, it was exactly like it was. And every time that God would say anything, it would be exactly like He said. It gave me a personal direction that I could have faith that I would not do a message in myself. That I'd preach starting out, I would wait upon God. And I know in my former years it was tough because I didn't really know, you know. And people would call on me to preach or something. And they said, "Where's your word for?" I said, "I'm just waiting upon the Lord." And they say, "Well, you know," and that generally ended they never would ever call me back. But when I went up to Payne's Creek, that's what I did up there. I said, "Lord, just open my mouth." And so it worked up there. But not to the depth it is now. God's let me grow. And God has a way of helping us. He has a way of encouraging us when we start from point A, coming to point B, and all of our life. He will work within you. He will work with what He has. He's not someone that says, "Oh, you got to be so-so." No, God will work with you where you are. And God started working with me, and that's the way. And He said, "I never have ever told you a lie, and you always understood me. Just keep that firm relationship with me, and it'll work. It will work." And so I have more. It's easier for me anymore to hear from Him than it is to hear from people. because I don't hear that well for people. I get my understanding mixed up. I make mistakes, but I don't make mistakes with Him. And I know that everything's right because God told me, He says, I'd tell you if it wasn't. And that gives you a peace. And that's what we need here tonight. We need that peace. That's all well. God don't expect us to be supermen or superwomen. Just realizing we're just sheep. And He will, as we rely on Him, He will take us sheep to be super sheep for God. To be a super sheep from heaven. That you'll be able to do super abilities because you're a sheep. You will lean not on your own ability, but your ability will be in Him. To the way that you can totally trust Him. It takes all of the cares that would come against you. Did I do it right or do it not? You're not even worried about it. You're not concerned because God's doing it. It takes all of that limitations out of your life. You don't have to worry about it. You're just a vessel of praise. You're just be a vessel. That's what the Holy Ghost is about. That you just let Him take over. That you don't no longer appropriate your own will, because of that you start warring against the Spirit. And these two will collide, and you will have serious injury. But if you'll go His way, He takes over, and you just sit back over and just ride along, and it's so wonderful. And God will help you. But all you got to do is give in to Him. But some people can't give in. They want to be the chauvinist or whatever. I could always take commands when I was in the Army. It was easy for me. Somebody tell me what to do. I didn't worry about it then because I just did what they told me to do. Never had any problem. But there's people that cannot. I had a brother-in-law. He told me, he says, he hated that when people started telling him what to do. And he just hated it. And he had problems. And I've seen others say the same thing. I'm not. And they end up, a lot of them in the brig. They end up in the stockade. Brig's the Navy, but stockade's the Army. And they get very against the authority of the United States Army, the United States Navy, whatever, they would get against the authority. And that's what problems many of our people. I've seen people that God spoke to me, said the only reason, God's told me this, the only reason they're a pastor because they can't stand to be under anybody else's authority. And that's terrible. That is terrible. God's told me this. He says it's truth. You can bank on it. Pretty soon, most of them quit being pastors. But some of them are so opinionated about themselves. And I'm saying this with love. We need to change this body. This body, we got too much of ourselves, and we need to be just plain old sheep. I don't know longer. I've given up myself to God, and I've just become a sheep. I don't know nothing, don't ask nothing, and I just follow instructions, and it works. Because I got faith in my Father. He'll take care of His sheep. He'll never leave His sheep. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy. Surely glory! Glory! Oh, glory! Jesus. He's showing me how He can shut us off. He's in charge. I'd like to ask you a question, and I don't want anyone to tell me nothing, but if any of you, and I don't want you to say nothing because I don't want no one else, but I'm just asking this question where you can, anyone here want really more of God? Do you want to walk in His love? Don't say nothing. But if this is touching you in any place, God just wants you to simply say, I need You, Lord. I want You, Lord. I want You to direct my life. I want You to be beside me. And I don't want to do anything wrong no longer, Lord. I want to walk upright to You. I want to be a right child. I want You to be proud of me as Your child. I want You to bless me not to be of my ability, but I want to please You. If there's any here in that, Take this and God will bless you. He will strengthen you. If you need, lean not on your own understanding, if you'll acknowledge Him, He shall direct thy paths. And that's last one, be not wise in thy own heart. We try to be wise. We try to be real. We try to be, we're real wise. We can tell everybody what to do, what to say. But God is the answer in every situation. And we need to know Jesus. It's what you need. I need. We need to know Him. Because we're going to make heaven. We got to know Him now. We need to know His love. We're part of His family. And Jesus become, we're the bride. We're going into something. You know, you might die, and you might, and God might deal with you, and that He might be broader with you, I believe, very, a lot more broader than He will when you go up and you miss all this ugliness. There's going to be a problem upon this earth. It's not even going to be thinkable. God told me that yesterday. We can't even think how atrocious and how bad it's going to be. If you're here, you'll want to take your life, and God will say there is no death. It's that terrible. We need to be overcomers. We're on our way to glory. I can't say it. Really, Lord, I love you. I can't say it without you. I'm such a child. Oh, Lord, I don't know how you put up with me. Glory to God. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing here tonight. I pray that you'll bless each one from the very crown of their head, the very sole of their feet. Father, I know this afternoon was derived from heaven. I know it came from your throne room from heaven. And Father, I'm not boasting, but I know who you are. And you're very wonderful. You're very special. And Father, you have a time appointed very shortly when time is going to be stopped. What we know is now. There's going to be a time of tribulation that's going to hit this earth. It was recorded in Daniel. A time that has never been. A time of trouble. A time of devastation. A time of problems is going to face this land. But Father, we know that day is coming very shortly. But we know that you're going to suit us with righteousness from on high. That we might be clothed as the daughters from heaven. We might be clothed to be that bride of our Lord Jesus. That He will come through the clouds of glory. The Holy Ghost will meet Jesus in the air and present us before Jesus. The Holy Ghost will take us and present us. And Father, we know there's going to be a wonderful day of reconciliation, a time of blessings, a time of joyfulness, a time of splendor. It's going to be a feast. It's going to be a wonderful time. It's going to be a time of joy, a joy unspeakable. And I see it, Father God, it's for the redeemed. It's for those who have made themselves right. And your Bible says that many shall come out of the grave. So there's going to be many to meet us in the air. And Father, we know that's a special time. And Father, we just pray that you will keep us in the center of thy will. Father, I know that you're speaking to my heart now that we must assemble ourselves so much as that day approaches. That we must walk in like faith. Many are opposed in our walk right now, but we must walk together that you might keep us complete to the day that you take us home. Father, we're all going to go up in the air in the same second. And Father, we're going to meet in heaven. We're going to travel that distance in just a few seconds. And Father God, as you showed me that dream, the wind was so fast, it was so much laughter. I was laughing at Father God, and I know there's going to be joy unspeakable. It's not going to be a time of sadness, but we're going to be joyful. We're going to see this old earth probably on fire. We're going to see this earth, and we're going to leave it in a split second, and we're gone. Goodbye, whole world. And Jesus, we are going to see you very soon. We thank you this day. Bless your people this day in a very special way. And Father, I thank you for what you've done this day. I thank you that it was not my words, and I know there's nothing that I have that can even help these people, but I know that you moved upon the hearts by from heaven this day, and I know that you performed a dream that I had many years ago, and I dreamed that dream, and you made this dream become reality, and I know you're real, Father God, and I pray that you bless you, but I am nothing, and I know my Savior liveth, and I'm here to bless you this day. I'm here to encourage these this day with your mighty hand, by your blessing from evermore. I pray, Lord God, you take away any heartache. Father, you'll take away any sickness. I pray that our people here will be freed from any embarrassment from the enemy, and they will be set free, courageous in the last days, walking in victory, walking in love, determined that they want to go forth in thy name. And we thank you for this wonderful time. I thank you, Father, that we will be able to associate together in a time, Father, of praise and glory as we wait upon you now in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.